Oh, hello.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much. You're listening to a very special. Yeah, what? That, what?
Huh?
What, are you, what?
Did you have to something?
I did. I just
well, I thought. Sorry, no. I had nothing to say. You go ahead.
Oh, I'll go ahead.
Yeah,
you're listening to a very special episode of
Radio Pizza Party.
Well, it's the artist formerly known as Radio Pizza Party.
Oh, that's becoming a thing.
It's a special episode.
Are we now a symbol?
Yeah, we're a symbol. It's a symbol of Mike Bloomberg's face.
Oh, yeah. So this is a big thing. But first, before we get into that, this is Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9. The artist formerly known as Radio Pizza Party.
I already forgot.
And broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people here at UBC. And you'd be seeing us if you were in the other room.
You'd be hearing us right now.
You'd be hearing us.
Hey.
Hey. I'm Tristan.
I'm Jack.
And we have a guest.
A very special guest.
As we want to do.
We want to do it most of the time.
We want to, and if we don't, just, hey, for the future, if we don't have a guest.
It's because we don't want to.
We don't want one.
Yeah.
But we have here Mr. Thomas Ellison. How's it going?
Hi, guys. I'm good. First time on the radio.
First time on the radio?
Yeah.
Is this your first time hearing radio?
I listened to War of the Worlds when it came out.
Oh,
but then I kind of skipped a few decades, and then now this is the next thing I'm listening to.
So when I get why you'd skip it. That'd be scary.
That was a scary one.
If that was the first thing you heard.
For like 60 years, I was concerned that the world was taken over by aliens, and so I just lived in a basement for that time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, listeners, for the record, the world is not taken over by aliens.
First time I heard that, I heard it, and I thought, oh, it's just New Jersey. We're fine. Because that's what they take over.
Oh, that's what they take over?
Yeah.
Oh, but Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
He's from there, right?
He's from New Jersey.
Yeah, so he'd probably write a song about it.
Oh, yeah. That's like, how people figured it out.
Invaded by aliens. Yeah. So another interesting thing that's happening here at CITR is the fund drive. Are we driving funds? Are we fun driving?
You're having a fun drive. Like Bruce Springsteen, speaking of which, he wrote a lot of songs about having a fun drive.
Yeah, he did. That what was that one? I won't drive by the river because it's not as fun as driving by the lake.
Which isn't as fun as funding independent radio.
Yeah. So please, we are trying to fund this place.
Yeah.
Basically. I mean, I really, there's no other way of saying it.
We need money.
That is another way of saying it.
That is another way of saying it.
Here's a third. You can help us. Give us your money.
You can give us money.
So, take out your checkbooks. Write your name. Like, sign it. Put the dollar amount.
And that's then very important.
You have to spell it out. And then you write the dollar amount. And then, I don't know, take it to a bank or something?
Yeah, I think you just take it to a bank and it goes somewhere.
They know what to do.
They know what to do. The bank knows a lot about money. That's what I found out.
I'm amazed by their expertise every time I'm in there.
I go in there and like, okay, let me tell you something. I have money. Goods and services. Do I get an exchange rate there? And usually they say yes.
Yeah. But you can't exchange it for goods and services there. They don't charge you much for stuff.
They do if you want to buy like a new bank account.
That's true.
You know, it costs money.
But you don't go in there. Like, that's a service. You can't go in and pay for goods.
If I wanted to buy a checkbook. Do you have to buy a checkbook?
You do. They're really expensive.
Really?
I think I tried getting one and they refused to give me one because I just don't think they're making them anymore, I guess.
What?
I don't know.
Is this true?
Yes, I think so. I wanted to like get a blank check for like automatic deposit or whatever.
Right.
And I think they just like refused me because they don't give that stuff out anymore.
Were they like, with the amount of money you have in here, what are you giving out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just come in every day with big sacks with the dollar bill on them, signs. Yeah.
And anything inside the bags?
A lot of rocks. It's for show, mostly.
Yeah. I mean, you got to dress for the job you want.
If one of those rocks was gold, you'd be golden.
You'd be sitting pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. I went in and my landlord's really old and he insists on getting our rent by check. And it was $75 for 75 checks. So every 6 years, I got to pay $75 again.
A dollar a check isn't that bad.
I know, but I didn't need 75 checks. That's the least I could get. You could get 1,000 if you wanted in one book.
I'm sure you could get as many as you want.
No, but in one book. You have a giant cube. It'd be huge.
So if you donate to Radio Pizza Party now, so that means if you go to citr.ca/donate or you call in at 604-822-8648. You can donate to the show, and there's a lot of juicy rewards.
There's some rewards that are specific to CITR, and some even better rewards that are specific to us.
Yeah, so if you make sure that you donate in the name of our show, in the name of your king.
In the name of all that is holy.
In the name of the two dope kings.
If you donate $5 Canadian dollars, all these denominations are Canadian dollars. I'll just start off there. Yeah. $5 Canadian dollars gets you a zine that I made called The OK Corral of Life. And you're getting a good deal on that.
I've read it. I liked it.
Thanks.
It was great.
Didn't tell me that. $10 gets you a signed book from either of our shelves.
An assigned book? Like we have to read it and write a report?
You get assigned a book.
It's 10 pages, but you don't have to cite anything but the book, so it's a lot easier.
You can really like get into it. No, it's a book from our shelves, and we sign it and we give it to you.
Yeah. It'll be choosing. A good book, too.
Yeah, I have a lot of good books.
I'm not
going to
like dump my old textbooks on you.
No, they'll be like, you know, like interesting. Like, because, you know, you read a book, it's good, but you might not want to keep it forever. So this is the opportunity to get a free book. Or not a free book.
That you can then keep forever.
A book that you can keep forever.
But you can deduct this book from your taxes.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if that's true.
It's a donation.
Yeah.
We should call the bank.
Yeah, let's... Oh. You guys want to call TD right now?
Yeah, let's call it. Okay.
Beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop.
Hello?
Hey, is this the bank?
Yeah. It's TD here.
I'm talking to TD?
Yeah, it's Tommy Douglas.
Tommy Douglas, the inventor of Canadian healthcare?
Yeah, I figured I'd go into banking afterwards.
Interesting. Not a lateral move, I would say. That's an interesting move. What was I asking again? Oh, yeah.
Tommy, who's on the phone?
Who's there?
I don't know, but they want to hear about... They want to know about donations.
Oh, what a nice boy.
Is that your wife, Tommy Douglas?
Yes, she's very old, much older than me.
You are quite old. Pretty sure you're born in like 1900.
Yeah, she's in her 140s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Robbing the cradle.
We met in the bread lines. She gave me the idea for the whole medicine thing.
Medicine? You're that old?
Yeah.
So let me just get to the question. Is this book, if someone donates $10 and gets a book, is that tax deductible?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Okay, thanks. Click.
You hung up on me. Sorry.
Okay.
Who was that old lady?
Yeah, the old lady was strange.
I didn't like her.
I'm not sure if that was actually Tommy Douglas. Can I say that? Because he's been dead.
He's been dead for,
yeah,
for several weeks now.
I would say more than weeks.
Well, by several, I mean several hundred.
Yeah, because I think he died like in the 80s or 90s or something.
Yeah.
You get a book. We're only on the second tier.
Can I read one out?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Tristan will write you a poetically sound sonnet for $20.
So that means iambic pentameter ending in a rhyming couplet.
You are bictameter?
Don't. And for $30, Jack will pay for a month of Crave for you.
Yeah, you know, like Crave, it's like Netflix, but they have Letterkenny.
Including HBO?
No. That's a stipulation in parentheses without the HBO add-on.
Got it. That's tough
cause,
but fair.
Because it's an extra $10.
Yeah, I think if you can also add on sports channels, I won't do that either.
So just Crave.
It's Crave Basic.
Which I think there's some good stuff on there.
Yeah, they have... I think Seinfeld, maybe?
I think they have Seinfeld.
Do they have Frasier?
I bet you if they have Seinfeld, they got to have Frasier.
Yeah, that's on the pantheon.
That's like the flip of the coin. Is Frasier from Seinfeld?
No, Frasier's from Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Young Frasier.
Yeah, and then Seinfeld is a spinoff of Cheers, if I'm getting this correct, I think.
Yeah. For $50, you can be a guest on this show.
Oh boy.
And we will praise you for the whole episode.
The whole time. We're going to talk even when we're playing a song and we're technically off air.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking you up, man.
Yeah, so Thomas here, he had to pay. Everyone's had to pay. We just pocketed that money before.
Yeah, I put down a $50 bill and then I opened up my wallet and a moth flapped out of there to indicate that I was poor.
Yeah.
Also my pockets were all turned inside out.
Yeah.
Even his back pockets, which is difficult to do on jeans.
Yeah, he had to sew in pockets to then rip take out.
Yeah.
He also had like a dust cloud when he walked.
It was, and flies buzzing around me.
Yeah.
Stink lines.
Yeah. So that's $50. And then $100, we will bake you a cake, which we already have to do, which is awesome.
Can't wait to do that.
And then for $200, we will throw you a pizza party, hence the titular Radio Pizza Party.
The pizza place of your choosing.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Within reason.
A pizza place that delivers of your choosing. It can't be like one of the fancy ones.
Yeah, yeah, within reason.
Or like Chuck E. Cheese, I think that's only American, right?
I think so.
We have a different one up here.
Do we have... No, I think there's...
Charles Eleanor Cheese.
Charles Cheddar.
Do you hear about this backstory of Chuck E. Cheese?
No, I'm
no,
curious.
No, please.
There's a backstory. So I think the idea... the thing behind Chuck E. Cheese, also our goal is $200. The thing behind Chuck E. Cheese is that he was orphaned at a young age, so he doesn't know when his birthday is.
Oh, okay.
And so that's why he created a business so that people could celebrate their birthdays at it.
This is really dark.
I know. I think it's canon. Backstory.
I hope that like DC or Marvel jumps on that and makes like a gritty reboot of it or something.
That would be good.
Or just a boot, I guess.
I'm thinking, what is that?
Okay, I just want to read this quote. This is people.com, an article. Okay. Cheese, I check each, yeah, grew up in an orphanage called Saint Marineras. period. Because he was an orphan, period. Or no, comma. Oh, no, never mind.
He grew up in an orphanage.
Chuck did, so
because
he
was an orphan.
He didn't know his birthday. He loved celebrating birthdays of the other orphans in the orphanage. What the heck?
He was the only one.
He especially loved singing Happy Birthday, even though he'd never heard it sung for himself.
Do you think it was like an elf situation where he was all the other kids were real people and he was just a mouse?
A large mouse.
just a human-sized mouse.
And he thought he was part of the family, but he was just like a mouse in the walls and be like, when are they going to sing Happy Birthday to me?
And he was from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I kind of want to know what the Saint Marinara did to get canonized.
Well, water to Marinara.
Pass the water? Yeah. Pass the water to Marinara.
I like to think, you know, what's the movie where the Fievel the mouse? Is that
Fievel the mouse?
Yeah, where he's trying to find his family. Is that Fievel Goes
Away? American Tale?
American Tale. Mm-hmm. That's an alternate ending, is that Fievel changed his name because he couldn't find his family. And then it's the American Dream. He started a restaurant.
And then he converted from Judaism to Christianity and went to St. Marinara's.
Yeah. Yeah, he became a devout Catholic.
Yeah. There was some music to go along with your zine, wasn't there?
Yes, there is.
Should we play some so that people know if they get the zine?
Well, no, I'll play that. I'll play that.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is even better.
Why don't we go into our first... Oops, I opened the wrong thing. Sorry, everybody. Why don't we go into our first feature of the show called A Little
News
to
discuss.
So this is when we, quoting a journalist, Bandy, about the news.
Bandy?
Yeah, that's what Jake wrote about us. there's news happening all around the world at any given time.
Sometimes I feel like it never stops. Like you'd need a 24-hour channel to talk about it.
Yeah, you'd need a cable news network even.
Yeah.
To
if
deal
I could,
with that.
Live my whole life over, I'd probably devote it to just watching the news. So
yeah,
this is a good segment for me.
Oh, okay. I'm glad to hear that. A big news hound here. Canadians are feeling increasingly negative about the government, according to a society.
Which we live in one of those, correct?
What did I just say? You feel like Canadians... I lost my mind halfway through that sentence.
You said, and I quote, Canadians feel increasingly negative about the government, according to a society.
Gentleman society.
According to a study, which is what Jack has been saying all along for such a long time, because he's a libertarian.
I am a libertarian.
Yeah, Jack's a notable libertarian.
I think if we had gold, If we paid for all things with gold, that would be better. Like if you went to, speaking of gentlemen's societies, a gentleman's club, and you could just throw gold at people. If you could throw gold at people in any situation, I think the world would be a better place.
Yeah. Thomas, what does this make you think about? Like, what? Okay, so we're feeling negative about this government thing. What's going on?
You know, I think it's just those fat cats in Ottawa. You know, the circus went there and they left behind their tents, and I think a couple of the clowns decided to stay. If you know what I mean.
Sometimes when I'm looking for a little bit of a laugh, I turn on. What's the Canadian
Rush Limbaugh?
Not the C-SPAN. Stands for Canada.
The C, yeah, Canadian span. And I just laugh and laugh at all these silly politicians.
It's observational humor with a bit of bite to it.
That's the thing. I like to kind of, you know, I'm equal opportunist.
Yeah, I'll make fun of the left. I'll make fun of the right. Because at the end, gold will win.
Yeah. What do you think about those people who want the economy or money to be based on gold?
I'm not going to make fun of my friends here.
Okay. Thomas, have you heard about these people? They say that currency should be based on the gold standard because that's, I don't know.
Tread lightly here.
Yeah, so let's get a bit of a debate.
That, but that just made me think of a story about how when I was younger and I would hear all these stories about like Fort Knox. Mm-hmm. Isn't that where they keep like all the money in America or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's where all the money is.
I used to like constantly imagine when I was younger that there was like this fortress just filled with like gold bricks stacked on top of each other to like the ceiling, and they'd have laser beams everywhere so that people would try to like break in and steal it. They'd have to like jump over a bunch of laser beams.
Yeah.
And there's like armed guards constantly patrolling it.
Yeah.
So I think if you want to make the economy based on the gold standard, you're going to have to figure out how to disable some laser beams.
You're going to have to call gold member or gold finger.
Do you think there is
hours even.
Yeah.
There is somebody at Fort Knox where the only way they can get into the thing is with their penis?
Oh my God. This is a family show. If you like that, call in to donate 604-822-8648. Donate any amount of money that you feel like that was worth.
It
might mean taking away money.
Was that a Tenacious D reference?
I could be both. No.
Never mind. It's not worth continuing. CITR.ca/donate. Phones are open from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. So that is during the show. So if you're listening to this in the car, if you don't have hands-free dial,
use your hands. Get a ticket.
Yeah, it's worth it.
If you're driving at night, the weather's bad, you're on a busy highway, just take out your phone and dial in the numbers. 604-822.
Turn the windshield wipers off.
Oh, man, you got to have focus. If you're going to donate $200 and get this pizza party, we need you 100%.
And if you're listening from West Virginia, watch out for that Mothman.
Oh, watch out for the Mothman. Have you ever experienced a Mothman, Thomas? Or what's your thoughts around Mothman?
What are my thoughts on Mothman? Yeah.
Makes me think of that gross dust that is on moths.
Well, as I said earlier, a moth flew out of my wallet.
Yes.
And funnily enough, it shifted like an animorph style, turned into a man.
Wow.
My friend Brian, actually.
Oh wow!
So I guess my friend Brian's a Mothman. I've never really like stopped and thought about it.
So the Mothman's from West Virginia, right?
I believe so. Like around those parts.
So. Do you think the Mothman flew out of the largest wallet? Like the richest man lost all his money?
It was the coal mine.
And then he opened his wallet and then the biggest moth flew out?
Oh, that's definitely canon.
Yeah. So okay. Just
that was like the most important part of like the witnesses of it. They said, we just saw it. Like this giant wallet opened up and we saw this moth coming at us. And that bridge collapsed.
Oh, yeah. And all those people died. So
hold on. Do you let your friend Brian, does he fly home drunk? Like, does he get home, just turn back into a moth?
He cocoons. He just hangs out wherever he is.
Oh, that's a good.
That's really that's responsible of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The next piece of news, Jack, do you want to hit that?
Yeah, I'll
do you want to hit that?
Let me hit that. There's a lot to this one. So there was a lot going on in Iowa. I still don't understand it.
Yeah, so Iowa, we are, first and foremost, we're going to talk about it. We're a politics podcast radio show.
Yeah, I'd say we're better than Pod Save America.
We're better, not a very high bar.
No.
We are kind of like a Rush Limbaugh radio thing.
Yeah.
Radio Free Europe. I don't know what that means, but
that's an REM song.
Right, yes, that's the REM song. REM.
REM.
Yeah, so what, Thomas, are you following these politics? You're Canadian, right?
I'm Canadian, yeah. Let me just say, I want to know what's going on down south.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's
can
the
I
kind
say
of,
that here? Are we going to get shut down?
Let me just check out. We're getting thumbs up from the producers. That was
one
fine.
One of the producers, he just lifted up his shirt and he showed me a gun, so I tread lightly, but I think that all one right, were okay.
I was going to say, make a joke about Rush Limbaugh, like everybody's rushing to hear Rush, but might be a bit too crazy. For
you hear
this.
That? Rush Limbaugh's dying?
Yeah, I bet he wasn't rushing to hear that news. just to be serious,
if
one of you guys makes a joke about New Hampshire, you're out of here. That's what the producer just texted me.
Okay. I say the New Hampshire, they're gonna get a new app to count the freaking results.
Whoa, hey, man.
He's giving a thumbs up, but he's flashing his gun, so it's very mixed.
Are these windows bulletproof?
I hope he just shot around into the ceiling, so the ceiling isn't.
It bounced back and hit him in the head, so we don't have to worry about
yeah,
that.
We're good now.
Wait, I think he's like shooting something in the window and it's spelling a message for us.
Oh, what's it saying?
It says,
keep being cool.
Yeah.
It says, keep being cool. That's weird.
Very nice.
I feel like this guy needs to chill out. Fun Drive is keeping us, is making everybody nice and tense.
Nice. That's how I want to be before the radio, baby. I want to be nice and really nervous if people don't like me.
So if you don't like those sort of working conditions, donate, because that's
we don't like it either.
We don't like it either. And so CITR.ca/donate, 604-822-8648. And we are trying to reach $35,000 by the end of the week. So this is the first day. We've already got $5,000, which is real nice.
1/50th of which is thanks to us.
Yeah. So, you know, keep that train a moving. this last piece of news. You can tell these are kind of made. I had a busy day. The Oscars this weekend, baby.
Is that the New Yorker?
That was the Borowitz Report.
So, the Oscars. We're a trio of film buffs.
Film connoisseurs, you might even say.
Yeah,
I'd call myself a film bodybuilder.
Oh, you're not just film buff.
Oh, no, I'm film ripped.
Oh, yeah, he's filmed vascular. He's got filmed lines on his abdomen.
Like the film Vin Diesel.
The most buff man ever.
Yeah.
So what are we feeling for the best pick? The one of them all, best pick.
The one that most...
I broke the camel's back.
The one that reflects the world we live in, I'd say, the society we live in, probably Joker.
It's true.
That, yeah.
Speak on that.
Yeah, speak on that.
The thing is, people don't go on to like nightly shows anymore in full makeup.
No.
People don't wear burgundy suits.
They
don't dance down staircases. And I just think that to bring that back... was very innovative.
Back in the old days, when we were young, the good old days.
Like movies by really great auteurs.
Auteurs. The Hangover films.
Yeah, the Ethan Coen movies.
Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Road Trip. Or no, I think he did Old School.
No, I think he did Due Date.
Yeah, Todd Phillips, everyone. The director
of
our generation.
Sorry, I thought we were just naming
a movie.
Oh. He did not, for the record, Todd Phillips did not do Eat, Pray, Love.
Oh, but if he did, it'd be so screwed up.
Yeah,
they'd have
from the twisted mind of Todd Phillips.
A Todd Phillips joint. Yeah, so yeah, Joker is a movie.
It is a movie. It has 11 nominations.
Thomas, you're a film guy. What do you think is for that best pick?
Should I say what I want or what I think's going to win?
Oh, maybe give us both. Ooh. Let's start a dialogue.
Dialogue. All right. A trialogue even. I would like...
Are you playing Flappy Bird or something? I'm
playing Angry Birds. I'm looking at the Oscar noms.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that Ford versus Ferrari, or Ford v. Ferrari, sorry, was nominated. I did not see that one. I think Parasite. You know, it's a bit, you know, I'm sure everyone's saying that. A lot of people are saying Parasite should win.
Yeah.
But of course, yeah, just my favorite movie of 2019. As for what will win, I think that'll probably take best, I mean, certainly take best foreign film. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think Joker. I never saw Joker, but just based on the press it's getting, I feel like it's probably going to win.
Yeah. The thing about Joker is that it's about a guy who thinks crime is funny.
That's ghoulish to me.
And that's absolutely reprehensible to me, to myself. Someone who thinks crime is bad.
I think there should have been a PSA towards the end of the movie where Todd Phillips comes out and he says, "Hey guys, just so you know, this is a movie.
Personally,
crime,
I don't think
crime
is funny.
I don't support this. Yeah, crime isn't funny. People got hurt in this. Like, don't go home and dye your dark hair green." Mm-mm. And
go on the Marie Franklin show.
Kick people on the subway. I don't know. I never saw it.
You didn't see it?
Joaquin,
no.
Broke his leg or something?
Yeah, he broke his leg kicking a guy.
Yeah, so.
Ow. Don't go home and break your leg kicking a guy. This is bad. Crime is bad.
Yeah, he dislocated his knee in a scene.
Yikes. Tom Cruise did that.
Really?
Yeah.
Jumping on the couch.
What?
With Oprah.
That's why he was yelling.
Yeah.
he was actually crying for his wife, not proclaiming his love for her.
That's a very timely reference.
What did that mean, 2005?
I think so.
So why don't we go to a quick little break? If you've liked that, maybe give us an amount of money that would show us how much you like that during this break.
You know what the coolest amount of money is? $200.
$200. Hey, what, you know what's better than $200?
A billion dollars. This CITR reaches to Bellingham. So, Jeff Bezos, if you're going to the Trader Joe's in Bellingham and you're listening right now.
Or the Hot Topic.
There's one there, too. There's a Krispy Kreme. If you're going to any of those places and you're hearing us on the radio, give us $1 billion, man.
Please.
We could buy this campus.
I don't know. $1 billion?
Yeah, he could buy UBC for $1 billion. $1 billion is not a real amount of money. I could do anything with $1 billion.
Imagine just going up to Santa Ono, president of the university, and being like, and just dropping that, like a briefcase, and being like, hey.
Be a big briefcase.
Give me this.
Or you write it on a check.
Oh, but then you'd need a check that could fit that many zeros.
True.
So why don't we go to a quick little break? I'm going to play a song by my friend Nick, who helped me make the zine that you can get if you donate $5. It is called the zine is called the OK Corral of Life. And the following, I'm going to play two songs. One is called Super Cool Podcast Show, and the other is Massachusetts J Frog. So I'll play those, and we will be back. And we're back. This is, if you were just listening to that, that's from a zine called The OK Corral of Life by myself, Tristan Wheeler, and my friend Nick. And this show is
Radio
Pizza
Party
on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at UBC. This show...
It's an extra special show today.
It's an extra special show. It is the fun drive.
Fun drive.
Where we're asking for your money. Because we need it. We are a community station.
And help us. You're a member of the community, I hope.
Yeah, I would
Tourists
hope so.
Tourists need not apply.
I mean, you could if you wanted to, if you're a tourist. A tourist.
Okay, terrorists need not apply.
That's for sure.
Let me get that. Yeah. We're an anti-terrorist show.
And that, I will take that to the bank and ask Tommy Douglas to notarize that. Because
and his wife. I want to hear from Mark. From
I was texting with him earlier, and he said that one man's terrorist and is another man's freedom fighter.
Well, I don't like
so
where that's going.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't really like that either.
No, that's.
So I don't know if we should ask him to co-sign any groups.
Yeah. Okay. But all right. So, so this is the fun drive. If you want to donate, citr.ca/donate, or you can call 604-822-8648. There's all sorts of great stuff. You could get a zine for $5. You can get a book from our shelves signed for $10. $20 gets you a sonnet that I will write. $30 will get you a month of Crave paid for by Jack.
No HBO.
No HBO add-ons, please.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I know. Sorry.
$50, you'll get to be a guest, and we will praise you for the whole episode. So it's an hour and a half of just like, you are the best person ever.
Here's a little freebie. You're cool.
Hey, you listening? I love what you're wearing today.
That one that Tristan said wasn't free, so you got to donate $50 because you heard that one.
Yeah, that one. For $100, we will bake you a cake, and for $20, or
for ten times that much,
for $200, we will throw you a pizza party. Our goal is to try to get $200 by the end of the show. We've already have $100.
That doesn't mean you can't donate $200.
Yeah, we have $110, which is amazing. Everyone's been super good. And the whole station this week is going to try to raise, I believe, $35,000 is the goal.
Yeah.
Which we've already got $5,000, so that'd be amazing. And it helps so many voices get heard and all sorts of niche programming that you can't hear anywhere else or get anywhere else.
You can't hear us anywhere else.
You can't hear us anywhere else.
You definitely can't go on iTunes, look up CITR-Radio Pizza Party and leave us a 5-star review.
You could.
Because we would really appreciate that too, but if only.
I tried downloading your show off of LimeWire earlier today, and the police showed up at my door with a cease and desist.
I'm glad that, well, Jack bribing the police, that was a good idea.
It's working. Yeah, they've got their eyes on LimeWire, Cydia, so we aren't on any jailbroken iPod touches.
FrostWire.
Oh, FrostWire? Not a chance. Kazaa.
Isn't Napster, didn't it go legit?
Like an ex-con?
Yeah.
I don't rob banks no more. I work for a security company.
Remember that being a thing. So with that being said, our guest today is... Thomas Ellison.
Hello.
And he has an interesting story regarding a certain Simpsons voice voice actor.
Yes, that is correct.
So why don't you fill us in on this,
sure,
this story?
Sure.
Yeah.
So some friends and I, we were taking some photos here at UBC.
And not like photos with quote marks around them, just like normal pictures. Yeah.
Happy photos.
Yeah. You know, like,
what are photos?
Like, oh, I'm going to send you some photos.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We were hanging out. We dressed up as goths to take some photos. And
wait, was it just to take photos or was it a party?
No, it was to take photos. It was for my improv team, and we decided to take team photos, and we dressed up as goths for the theme.
Okay. Cool.
This doesn't really relate, I guess, to the rest of the story. I'm just trying to, like, paint a scene.
No, yeah. More. That's, okay.
So I dressed as a goth. And a friend of mine, she videoed me reciting with a goth voice, as it were, a line from The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reshared that onto my Instagram feed. And it's been a while since I've...
It's been a while?
Yeah. It's been a while since I've uploaded anything to my stories on Instagram. So this is like the first time in a while. I just had a bunch of pictures of me as a goth. And as I was looking through the profiles of who've been clicking on my... stories, I noticed that only on that video, it was like the fourth or fifth in a series, only on that video, none other than Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright herself, had somehow viewed only that story and none of the preceding ones. And then I made more stories just questioning this, and so I thought of a connection between Edgar Allan Poe and Nancy Cartwright and Bart Simpson, and I remember that Treehouse of Horror episode one where they do the Raven and Bart shows up as the Raven. So I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, I guess that kind of makes sense, but I think that was only a connection that I made in my brain. I don't think Nancy Cartwright was looking for anyone who's made Simpsons-related stuff to watch their stories.
The thing is on there's a Facebook group, a Simpsons fan group that me and Jack are both a part of.
It's great.
And they were posting about, apparently this has happened to a few different people, where like their third or fourth Instagram story was viewed by Nancy Cartwright.
Yeah.
How?
There's a question.
What are your theories? I have speculations.
Okay, well, I want to hear, if someone who experienced this firsthand, I want to hear your
witness.
Yeah.
My thinking, I mean, it's a dead end trail, I'll say at the end, but where my mind went was that I've been watching a lot of Simpsons lately on Disney Plus. This is not a plug for Disney.
But you can buy that now if you have the money.
Oh, I'm Mickey Mouse.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, my.
He just walked in here.
Don't like
where's,
this.
Where's Goofy?
He was in a movie at one point.
Yeah.
Did it have a sequel?
I think it had notably
Did
had a sequel.
Did his son Max go to college?
I think so.
Did he skateboard and beat the cool kid?
I think I have not seen it.
I gotta
go. Okay, bye. Whoa. Okay, wow. Well, we gotta make sure not Crazy. To. We gotta make sure not to mention Disney.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So the this company D Plus. I was watching a lot of The Simpsons, and so I was like, okay, maybe there's some sort of thing where Instagram got my email address from Disney and then
sent it to Nancy.
She's just sitting there in her office and like getting reports brought to her all day of who's watching The Simpsons. But I remembered I'm not even using my own account. It's my sister's email address behind that. So if anything, Nancy should be watching her Instagram stories and not my own.
Was there like a hashtag or like any sort of keywords, or was it just the video of you talking?
It was just the video, nothing Simpsons related, because I did not make that connection at all before I uploaded
it. Yeah, I think you had to like walk back to that. Like, I feel like that was not explicit in that. Okay, because I was saying, like, if there was a hashtag that maybe for whatever reason she was following, and you can just, I guess, look through stories that way, but still, I don't know.
I did put hashtag eat my shorts.
Oh, that's not right.
What I'm thinking is, so Instagram, there's no way to, like, view individual, you have to go through people's stories. You must have, like, a 6 degrees of Nancy Cartwright, where somebody that follows you knows her and sent the story to her.
Okay, this actually is another theory that made more sense to me at the time, but now that you've brought up that there's other people who are getting Nancy Cartwright in their stories, it doesn't make sense anymore. But I had previously that night commented on Instagram posts by both Ben Schwartz and Thomas Middleditch, asking them, begging them to come and be special guests at the improv show here on UBC. And I just assumed, I actually got, there's a comedian in LA named Dan Adut. I believe he was on a show called Million Dollar Properties.
Yeah.
And he was one of the people who saw that same story, but it was the same sort of thing where he alone had seen that sixth story.
Seriously?
In a sequence. Yeah.
What?
But that makes more sense, that connection between LA comedians. But Nancy Cartwright, what are you doing?
There's not a lot of connection to Dan Adut, someone who I've only kind of heard about.
Yeah.
If you want a tip to get Thomas Middleditch on your show, just say, hey, this guy Tristan I know went to the high school in the city next to yours, the one you went to. No, he went to Nelson, and I was in Castlegar at very different times, but just kind of a fun fact.
Amazing.
Here's a question for you. Yes. Are you a Scientologist?
I am.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay. So this might ask.
Nancy Cartwright was awarded Scientology's Patron Laureate Award after donating $10 million.
No.
Almost twice her annual salary to the church in 2007.
Is that true?
Yeah, this is on her Wikipedia page.
Nancy Cartwright's a Scientologist?
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
Everybody on The Simpsons is a Scientologist.
You're telling me Dan Castellaneta is a Scientologist?
Yep.
Huh.
Matt Groening changed his last name from Hubbard.
He was the son?
He didn't want to get blackballed.
Wait, was the founder of Scientology married to old Mother Hubbard, the one from the nursery rhyme?
That was his mother.
Wait, oh. Dr. Hubbard? Isn't that what his what's his name? Like the doctor?
Elron?
Yeah. Dr. Elron Hibbert?
Hibbert, yeah, that's what it is. So Nancy Cartwright is out there trolling through people's Instagram stories, but somehow just like the fourth or fifth, not in a sequence.
I think that Scientology thing brings some interesting stuff to play. Like, yeah. I feel like only Scientologists can do this kind of stuff.
They have the resources. They have super Instagram. She donated $10 million.
Quick, go to the fourth story in this line of videos.
I'm imagining they have like a big screen and like in a movie and they're like, foom, enhance, foom, yeah. Foom, foom.
I have another ghoulish tidbit about Nancy Cartwright. Okay. In 2007, Cartwright was in a relationship with contractor Stephen Brackett, a fellow member of Scientology. The couple planned to get married in early 2008, but Brackett died in May 2009, a year after they were supposed to get married, whatever, after he, quote, apparently leaped off the Bixby Creek Bridge in Big Sur, California.
Why the apparently?
Apparently carrying a lot of weight there.
Are there some citations on that wiki page?
There is. A Los Angeles man dies after fall from bridge from the Monterey County Herald in 2009.
So if you're liking this talk, CITR.ca/donate. We're doing a fund drive, 604-822-8648. Donate and you can get all sorts of amazing gifts from the station. But more about this man who fell off a bridge.
So the apparently link doesn't work anymore because it's a 10-year-old link on a, well, it's almost 11 years old.
It's
happy
bar
birthday.
Mitzvah age.
The webpage doesn't work. It just says the following websites have information related to the Basin Complex fire, and then it's a bunch of links from a forest fire in 2008.
I think we're uncovering something much deeper than just this Nancy Cartwright story.
Yeah, this is weird. Maybe he was a firefighter, and he couldn't stop the Basin Complex fire, so he jumped off the bridge.
Okay. Yeah, so Nancy Cartwright's out there. We have a thing, me and Jack.
Yeah.
Big news. I got some music to play along with it because I think this is deserves the pageantry that it deserves. So
we're making our first foray into American politics. We've got,
yeah,
since Iowa was such a mess, we want to give some clarity to the people that don't know whether they're going to vote or not, don't know who they're going to vote for.
Yeah.
Maybe they aren't Americans and they want to know how to vote illegally.
Yeah.
This is your source of information. What are our values as a radio station?
Well, our values notably is, well, okay, maybe we should start out in being like, we did receive money
from a certain campaign.
From a campaign.
May have been mentioned earlier.
I will say that. I won't say who, but they do have a news network.
A network of infrastructure.
They were mayor of New York.
They're I think it's the fourth richest person on earth.
And so they tossed us some money. So let like,
just
impartial,
so you know.
Impartial, yeah. Impartial here. So this song's good.
This is good. I like
what
this.
What was that? What was that?
No, that's hitting different.
Turn the bass up a bit.
You have When the Saints Come Marching In.
Oh yeah, that's a good one for this sort of thing.
Can you get that bass boosted?
Yeah, sure. Let me see. Bass. Okay. Why don't we talk about?
So
yeah.
We one of my main values of this year is I want to make more money, and I'm a big fan of trickle down economics. So I think if we support the richest person.
Okay. This is When the Saints Go Marching in remix.
I think we'll make more money if we support the nominee with the most money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah. Some people, their values are like stopping endless wars or human rights. My value, monetary.
Money.
Yeah. give me the... Can we just...
Yeah. Hell yeah. I like where this is going. The image that comes along with this is makes zero sense.
It was the same dance
made in Italy. It's a pair of lips with the Italian flag as lipstick.
Okay, so we are trying our best to make a foray into... We are kind of a super PAC.
We're a super PAC. We're, I'm a super Jack. You're a super Tristan.
Mm-hmm.
The two of us combined become a super PAC.
Yeah, exactly. And Tom, you can jump in on this.
Okay. I'll wrap that PAC up and put a bow on it or something.
Put a bow on it. So we just want to talk about, who we should endorse.
Yeah.
As Radio Pizza Party, and what, because we know that our endorsement comes with a lot of power.
Yeah, we have an incredible amount of power as community radio hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you can contribute to if you donate to Fundrive.
Yeah.
Help us with our consolidating of power. One of the things that we value is who can pay us the most as well.
That's a huge value.
It's
giving us value, like money value. Mm.
And for, let's just say, spitballing here, $150. That's quite a lot of money.
That's a good amount of money. That's like 15 dinner, like lunches.
Yeah, 15 lunches from, you know, not the most expensive place in the world.
No, like kind of like a, like, okay, I guess I'll, you
like
know.
Two Michelin stars.
Yeah.
Like not.
Like something, I'll, like, I guess.
Yeah, like, all right, I'll eat it. If I'm like going to the airport and I need lunch, that'll be fine. I'm in a rush.
Just a $10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have foie gras, I guess, but whatever.
Thomas, what do you think, because you know that these sort of endorsement things are super important. What are some things should be considered in these sort of decisions?
I don't know. I'm a big ABBA head, so three little words just come into my mind, but it has been thoroughly discussed already. But those three little words are money, money, money.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I'm sorry to have to like beat a dead horse. I know that's you guys are crazy about money. And
hey, we're crazy about money. Might as well be Tommy Douglas.
Might as well.
At the bank.
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
I had a brain fart there.
Good.
Yeah.
So
speaking of endorsements.
Yes.
You're right. They do have a lot of power. I want to talk about one that helped the 2016 election.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly the two most important was John Voight and Scott Baio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They endorsed the
guy
winner.
From Python.
Yeah, the guy from Python.
And the dad in Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
And the dad of
Lara Croft
Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Does he play the dad?
He does.
He plays the dad.
He plays the dad of his real life daughter.
Sure.
I can't even get it out. He also plays the dad in National Treasure.
Yes.
He's a good dad.
One of his best roles.
I'm like choking. One sec.
There's a bit where he suggests baking the Declaration of Independence, and the three main characters who know what's going on. Mm. He doesn't know it's the real Declaration of Independence go, "What are you talking about, man?
What is those animal skins?"
Yeah. you're a freak, guy.
Hey, Justin Bartha?
Yeah.
Bartha? Bartha, right?
Riley?
Yeah. Riley, the character Riley. Yeah. We should watch the other National Treasure. A long time ago, we did an episode on National Treasure.
We did?
Yeah. Remember that? We watched it and then we talked about it.
We've done one on Chuds and we've done one on National Treasure. We need to return to the Book of Secrets.
Yeah.
And watch National Treasure too.
So the endorsements have a lot of power. And we did get a little bit of money from, I'll say it. Mike Bloomberg.
Old.
America's mayor.
Yeah, America's
mayor.
Yeah. Because he's paying everybody now.
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, like, impartially, I'm kind of digging what he's up to.
Yeah. What I think is he is a petite man, and he can get to the bottom of the corruption in America.
Yeah, that's his big thing.
It's easier to look under the stones when you're closer to them.
Mm-hmm.
Other people have to duck where he just... walk straight through. Doesn't even have to lower his head.
Yeah.
If somebody challenges him to a limbo contest, that would make America look amazing on the world stage.
Oh, yeah. If Putin was like, hey, let's do this. And then all Mike has to do is just whoop.
Do you think Rush Limbaugh rushes to limbo?
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Okay, we went there. Hey, listeners, I'm sorry. We went there.
This is a... no spin zone.
Yeah, we just tell it like it is, and Rush Limbaugh's probably rushing to limbo.
He's rushing to get the tissues after that burn we just served him.
Yeah, the classic.
He's crying so much.
Oh, because he's crying so much. Yeah. I thought even to remedy the burn.
He's burned, but also crying.
Wow. We're all coughing. I feel like it's something in the air. Why don't we?
it was wise not to talk about coronavirus during the news section.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
let's not touch that one.
Let's not. Why don't we go to another quick little break? We're going to play another song from the OK Corral of Life, and then we will play another song.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Can you do like a trap Star Spangled Banner for this one?
Oh, I'm sure I can find one.
That would be really good if we could do that as the first one.
And then afterwards, because I realize we haven't even broached this, but Thomas is a improviser, and it's been mentioned, but we didn't officially say.
Yeah.
With the UBC improv team.
Mm-hmm.
On the same team as Amy, right?
Yes, that's correct. We are actually called Nipple Down Economics.
There we go. So,
perfect.
What
a world.
What a world. we will talk about that, and we might even do a couple of scenes. A couple of games. We may do a zip, zap, zop. Whoosh.
<Whoa. laughs>
Love it.
Play a game of Harold and Kumar, as they call it.
Okay, this is bad names for realtors.
Canadian music icon on our airwaves for over three decades. So we called another Vancouver 101 radio station to see if they also host them.
Good afternoon, Rock 101.
Hi, is it your station that has the show with that guy? He's that it's that really like kooky guy, wears like the Scottish hat. He's like pretty famous. I think he's interviewed like Nirvana and Drake and Jean Chrétien and Jagmeet Singh and, you know, who I'm talking about?
No, not that I'm aware of.
He's got like that catchphrase. It's like do 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 do. Nardwar, that's it. Nardwar. Do you have Nardwar?
No, I don't think so. No.
Oh, okay. What do you know what station he is at?
Let me see. CITR. What station is that?
Oh, that's 101.9 FM. CITR.
Yeah, 101.9.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks so much for your help. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's right. Only CITR 101.9 FM has Nardwar the Human Serviette, which should be reason enough to donate during Fund Drive. So visit CITR.ca/donate or call 604-822-8648.
Hello, Radio World. This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
This year's Fun Drive finale is on Valentine's Day, which has always been CITR and Discorder's favorite holiday.
This is the Valentine's Day episode.
You know, just a commercial holiday to sell you more shit.
Happy Valentine's Day? I don't know. I don't really, it's not really my thing.
Valentine's Day is pretty much a Hallmark scam to get you to spend your money on chocolate and cards, so you might as well spend your cash at the Fun Drive finale. We're sealing Fun Drive with a kiss, with the help of Psy, Canon Mulot, What, Big City, and Devours, with tunes by DJ Frankie Teardrop at Redgate Art Society on Friday, February 14th, aka Valentine's Day. It's all ages, $10, but no one turned away for lack of funds, and has a silent auction with prizes from businesses across Vancouver.
Thank you.
Love, CITR, and Discorder.
Have you ever thought about going abroad to study, work, volunteer, or learn a new language? Mark Tuesday, March 3rd in your calendar and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building to find out how. All the experts under one roof, top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. Feature seminar starts at 1 p.m. and expo opens at 2 p.m. Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
This is Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from University of British Columbia, which is also on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. It is
Friday night.
Yeah.
7:03.
7:03.
Do you know where your kids are?
Let me think. Where are my kids? Thomas, have you seen my kids anywhere?
I saw them running around at a Chuck E. Cheese earlier today. Yeah,
they were celebrating their birthday.
Yeah, celebrating Chuck E. Cheese's birthday.
Oh, wow, what a beautiful moment. He finally got his birthday.
With your kids, too.
With my kids. I'm proud of them. So they're at Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I just thought you were telling me earlier that you wanted to drop them off at the pool. I just wanted to make sure they hadn't drowned.
No, yeah, they were fine. They had a great time at the pool.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sweet. What a great birthday they're having.
I know, the pool and Chuck E. Cheese.
Recently installed?
What's that?
Recently installed.
Yeah, yeah, it was great. It was a pool / Chuck E. Cheese. Like, you got to make sure you don't...
And the marinara side.
Saint Marinara.
Saint Marinara. So it is the Fun Drive here at CITR. We're asking for your money. Somebody call ABBA.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Gimme, 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 money, money, money. Yeah. How come no one's ever done that? I'm sure that mashup's been done.
Like, gimme, gimme, gimme a money after midnight. Or before midnight at 7:05.
Money Queen?
Yeah.
Or Dancing Money? Is that something?
Is that something?
Gimme a Dancing Money?
So we're trying to raise, like I said, money for the station to help voices that you don't hear in other media get out there. There is all sorts of great initiatives that are broadcasting. Like I said, voices you don't normally hear. There's Indigenous Collective, Disability Collective, all these great coverage of stories, as well as our show, Radio Pizza Party. And if you donate to us, you get a few special little gifts. Jack, do you want to?
There's a couple of perks. Let me run through them. So for $5, you get a zine that Tristan made and the accompanying music to which you've been hearing all hour. For $10, you get a signed book from Our Shelves.
Mm-hmm. That could be, I think I have Chinua Achebe's Things Fall Apart, and I don't think I think I'm going to get that'll probably be there. You could probably get that one.
I have a Bible from a religious studies course I took a few years ago. I used that in two different courses, which was great.
Yeah.
And you can use it too. Yeah. If you're going to be in Religion 201 or the one that Thomas and I were in last term.
Or if you're thinking of converting to any of the Abrahamic faiths, it would come in handy.
That would.
It covers all of them. I taped a Quran to the back of it too. I'll sign that and send it to you. For $20, Tristan will write you a poetically sound sonnet.
Mm-hmm. Iambic pentameter.
Yep.
And there'll be a rhyming couplet at the end.
ABCD,
I think is the...
EFG
is the... Yeah.
It's 26 lines. For $30, I'll buy you a month of Crave.
No HBO
add-on.
No
HBO. Let's get this straight.
Before you ask.
I'll send you a link to Torrent the Sopranos if you really want it. But I'm not buying you HBO, okay? For $50, you get to be a guest on the show that we'll praise for the whole episode.
Yeah, well, you'll be the...
Yeah, you're praying.
Yeah, we're going to... You have to bring in the Bible that we that we gave you.
No, Dios mío, Señor, Dios. We'll do that.
Wow. Yeah.
That was Latin.
We'll speak in tongues for the whole episode, like Tristan just was.
Yes,
Nissan Murano. For $100, we'll bake you a cake.
Which we have to do.
We've already had it happen once. Yeah. So honestly, it would be cheaper for us if we bake them in bulk. Mm-hmm. So if we can get like 15 more people to donate $100, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome, yeah. We're already doing it.
For $200, we'll throw you a pizza party. And we're willing to go like no more expensive than Pizza Garden. We'll do Nats if you donate $201.
Yeah. It's a good opportunity if you want to spend $300 to get a pizza party and then a cake brought to that pizza party.
Yeah.
That's true.
So if you have $300 and you want to really just like have an evening, like a classic party that my children would have, pizza and cake.
And a pool. We'll take you to the pool.
Well, I mean, $300... We'll at least be like, hey, we're going to be at the pool at this time. You can join us.
Come do lengths.
Yeah.
I'm doing back crawl.
I'm trying to do flip turns now. So please, our goal for the show is $200. We've already raised $110.
So join the crowd.
This is an amazing, amazing price. So thank you to everyone who's donated. And if you're considering it, know that you're not alone. So you can donate at citr.ca/donate, or you can call 604-822-8648. And there'll be someone there to help you out.
And if you just want to chat with the boys, what number do they call?
Oh, and if you want to call in and chat, 604-822-2487. If you have anything to ask. I know that investing in our show might be, you might have no more questions like Shark Tank, like, oh, how much percentage? You know, all those kind of Shark Tank questions. What's your yearly revenue?
What's the VIG?
What's the VIG? Do you have licensing rights? You can call and talk about that if you have any questions before you donate with us, 604-822-2487.
Let's get to our final segment.
So as mentioned before, Thomas Ellison, our guest.
Hello.
Our esteemed guest.
He's also steamed.
Oh, he's angry. He's so mad.
He's chapped.
He kind of chewed us out a bit during the break. He's like, don't you guys dare make me look foolish. And we're like, he didn't do anything. And he's like, just in case.
I said, all right, bozo. It got him even madder.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that. He threw a freaking cake in your face, yeah. Like a pie.
He paid $100. I went and baked him a cake, and then he threw it in my face.
Hey, that wasn't cheap. I spent that money, and I earned it.
Yeah, that's true. I want to spend a lot more on wet wipes to get all this off my face.
Spend more than $100 on wet wipes?
Yeah, I only use Tom Ford wet wipes. $3 a wipe.
I have to wash them every time. It sucks. Launder them.
They're dry clean only.
It takes 3 days for me.
I got to mail them in to get wetted.
So Thomas is an improviser. He is on the improv team. Sorry, you'll have to say the name again. Nipple Down Economics with past guest Amy. Who else is on the team?
We got Liam. We got Hannah. Oh. We got AD. We got Noah. We got Brayden. We got Mitch. We got Shayla. We got Chili. And I think that's it. Amy and Thomas.
Sweet. Cool. I've had a class with Brayden.
Nice lad.
And I've had a class with Amy.
And Thomas.
Yeah,
and
last term I was in class with two members of this improv group.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, those separate classes.
Separate classes.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Amy wasn't secretly in the class.
So yeah, so maybe one day we'll have you all.
love the whole crew.
That'd be
three mics.
Yeah,
12 people.
Yeah. Three mics, 12 people. Is this
YouTube, Mike Tyson, a video that got and,
what? What's going on? There's like four references happening right now.
I was thinking like those YouTube videos that would get the videos that would get shared around in like the early 2000s.
And I was just like, going to say, is this a birthday party? And then name drop three different famous mics.
Oh.
It wasn't worth it in the end.
Oh, okay. So
Bloomberg.
The best one. So we are going to do an improvised scene to the guidance of Thomas, of course, because he is the expert. You've taken classes. You've been doing it for how long?
It's quite a while. Let me think. It's been about... Less than a year.
That's quite a. That's more than I've done most things.
Wow, and you're alive.
Yeah.
So that says a lot about you.
Figured out how to walk 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
That was a tough one. I'll be honest.
Nothing to turn your nose up at.
No.
I couldn't do that till recently either.
Turn your nose up. Wait. Can you just show me? Oh, that looks horrifying. Oh.
Yeah.
That was disgusting.
See what I can do with my eyelids.
So what's the first thing for an improv scene? Like for the
well,
people?
Usually starting an improv scene, mm-hmm. It depends on what kind of form you're doing. So sometimes people can ask, you can just ask for a word suggestion.
Okay.
And that can inspire a scene, or you could get a word suggestion and that can inspire you a story, a real story about your life. And then you use that story as inspiration to jump off.
Okay. So any word, Jack?
Any word? Like just a word?
A word suggestion.
Something easy. Something, a good suggestion that people always get. Poop.
Okay, here we go.
This one's a great starting off point.
This is a good one. Funny words make funny content.
Yeah.
In improv especially, like, how could you not?
Yeah. why don't I start?
Okay,
Would it be good if I said something like, who pooped so much in here?
It is me, the doctor. I did.
Doctor, why did you poop so much in here?
Okay, one second. Tom, how's this going?
This is great. You should be more confident because this is really good.
Okay.
Doctor, yeah, great.
Okay, doctor, because I feel like
but what you want to do is establish where you are. That's a great thing to do.
Oh, here at this temple, I'm the doctor.
How dare you? You're so weird. You're like Doctor Strange.
What? How dare you? I am Doctor...
is Doctor Strange. Whoa. I'm just a kid.
Whoa. The kid figured me out. Doctor, I'm also Doctor Strange while also being a... A PhD candidate in history.
Why would you bring a kid with you into the poop room, Doctor Strange? M.A.
Yeah, soon to be PhD.
Where are you getting your PhD?
Who are you? Who are you, sir?
I'm, who would be good?
Yeah, what would be a good kind of person?
Bill
Clinton? Black Widow? Or, I like Black... I'm Bill Clinton.
Okay.
I'm Bill Clinton.
Whoa, Bill Clinton is here the whole time in this temple.
Hey, I'm that kid from earlier.
Oh, the kid's still here.
Hey, Bill, I thought you did a great job in office. I'm sorry that you got impeached.
Hey, now ain't no thing.
And
okay, all right. How is that? Okay, so maybe some pointers, like...
I think we had the basics down pretty good.
Okay.
A lot of establishing location, where we were, establishing who we were.
Was the temple good?
Honestly, that's one of the better suggestions that I've heard.
Okay.
Good character development. Good character development. It had a lot of game. Do you know what game is in improv?
Oh, don't talk to him about the game. He would stop talking about that friggin' book.
All right, I'll keep it to myself. And,
but that's like joking around.
Pretty. It's like you do one game. You do one joke. You want to heighten that. You want to develop that. If this is true, what else is true? Sort of thing.
Oh, like, I see. Okay.
Establish a reality. What's true about this reality? And then I think we got the temple. We got the temple there. Doctor Strange is there. Bill Clinton, it all works on it's from that kernel of truth, right? That we started with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get back into it. I think I'm.
Oh, so we're back into the.
No, like start a new one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't you start us off with the word?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. start a word. Dentist office.
Dentist office.
All right. Got a lot of cleaning to do, huh?
You're telling me I'm the janitor of this dentist office. Oh, were you talking to me?
I was talking to whoever. Listen, I'm just a lonely dentist.
The lonely dentist.
I wouldn't right. say you're that lonely. You got to clean my teeth over here. I lost my toothbrush 6 months ago.
I feel like my character, I don't understand.
Yeah,
I think I started as a janitor, and then I feel like that was not really accepted. But I mean, that might be my fault.
Yeah, I think I was like, I should have been yes-anding you, but I kind of like no-butted you. I was like, no, that's not true. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, let's maybe go back. So I'm the janitor here at this dentist office.
I'm the patient.
I'm the lonely dentist.
So, dentist, what makes you so lonely when you have a patient and a janitor here?
Well, maybe it was something I was born with, but after 5 p.m., I just get a little blue, and I can't stop thinking about...
So would they turn on, like, a blue light, typically?
You can do that. Really, like, ask the audience to imagine a blue light.
All right. Audience, imagine a blue light, please.
Okay.
There's only one person in the audience, usually.
I get blue. I just want to help kids with their teeth. What are you doing here, janitor? It's not it's only 7 p.m. I'm working late. What are you doing here?
Well, I decided to come here, and I just like kind of playing around with the equipment. I like to just drill holes in my own teeth.
So you're the one messing with the X-ray machines.
Hey, how else am I gonna see what I look like underneath a jacket?
Guys got to know what's inside them as well as what's outside them. I've always said that. That's the first thing you learn at dentist school.
So, patient, what's your story?
I'm just a patient. This dentist is really great. He's working around my schedule. I work late. Back to your previous note, I've heard 5 p.m. called the witching hour. So that could be why you feel sad. There could be a curse placed upon you by a witch.
That is true. There was a witch in here earlier.
Enter witch. Fell on me. Enter witch.
Yeah.
It's the witch from earlier. Child, cover your mouth. She likes to put potions in people's mouths.
Okay.
Oh, I can't put a potion in nobody's mouth because all their mouths are cold.
Janitor, quick.
Yeah, I said what I said. Cold.
Your potion would freeze if it came in here.
I need a hot mouth to pour potion into.
And scene. Oh,
that was good.
Yeah, that was one of our best.
The UCB Theater would be proud if they were listening. And I hope that
I think Matt Besser would like that.
Matt Besser, Amy Poehler, Ian Roberts.
Matt Walsh, notably, was alive, was with Mr. Peanut when he died.
I like to imagine.
That's true.
Can we bring Wesley Snipes into the next?
Oh, that's
Speaking
a good
of
idea.
Mr. Peanut?
Thomas, do you want to maybe say the word? And then
yes,
we can.
I'll give you a word. I got an idea. I'll give you a location suggestion.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Hell switch it up a little. Okay, your location is backstage at the Phantom of the Opera, 5 minutes before curtain call.
All right. I can't find my mask. What am I going to do?
You can't find your mask. I can't find my script.
You should know your lines by now, you fool.
You're telling me I'm the actor. I know that.
I know what I get. I know what
we'll do. Oh, it's the Phantom.
The Phantom.
He's here.
There's a real one?
There is.
I've been haunting this theater for 3,000 years.
Whoa. We're in a community theater. It was built in the 80s.
It's huge.
Who's even doing this?
Hey, I'm Wesley Snipes. Remember we wanted him? Is that good? Is that good if he comes in?
If people like get these
references. Hey, remember me from Blade?
Yeah,
I can.
You're a stagehand now.
Yeah, I've fallen so far because of my many tax evasion schemes.
Hey,
Wesley.
That is me.
Mr. Snipes.
I definitely prefer Mr. Snipes.
You must take this curse upon yourself.
I don't want it.
And haunt this theater.
No, Thomas, don't. Thomas, don't joke about that. Thomas, don't joke about that.
I'm sorry.
That's serious, his curses and stuff.
I'm sorry.
Jeez, I know. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got too real. That was too real for me.
That's fair.
This improv should be fun, not scary.
That was scary.
I'm really sorry, guys. I know this is like
improv scarity.
First time trying this, and I've kind of like,
oh my god, my heart's racing. My heart's racing.
Why don't we try like a classic improv game? Like, from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Mm.
How about things you would never say to your wife when she's stuck in the toilet. Is that good?
In it? Like she's as a her body?
Yeah, half flushed.
Yeah. You think that's a good start?
Things I shouldn't say.
You shouldn't say.
Okay, I got
wife
a good one.
Stuck into the toilet.
I'm not gonna save you. Mm. I shouldn't say that.
If I was your wife, I wouldn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
You did this to yourself.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to say.
Okay.
Hey, honey, this is gonna cost us an arm and a leg and bills for the plumber.
Yeah. If she has her arms and legs stuck in the toilet, she's really gonna hate that one.
Oh, you're stuck in the toilet. I got a cold, so I can't deal with this. She wouldn't want to hear that.
Mm. Okay, good.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, I just got back from my mother's funeral, and I come back to find you splashing around in this old commode. I figure that's something she wouldn't want to hear.
Oh, you know what she else wouldn't want to hear? Honey, we're getting a divorce. Unrelated to this, I just want a divorce.
Related to the you stuck in the toilet, dry off your hands, because you got to sign these papers.
Yeah.
I'm sick of you getting stuck in the toilet.
So that was the things you don't want your wife to... No.
Things you don't want...
Your wife doesn't want
said to her when she's stuck in the toilet.
Ah, this is good. I love improv.
Yeah. This is like why I love it, because you just can say whatever, and it's usually pretty good. Like, usually genius.
You really did like a little wink when you said, say whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know. It's a condition I have.
Oh, okay.
Whenever he's feeling cheeky.
Okay, why don't we do one where we just like no suggestions,
no
we
words.
Just get into it. You know, is that a thing?
Yeah. I mean, no, but
oh,
yeah,
okay.
We can try it.
Okay.
I like this.
Okay.
All right, do you want to start us off with a suggestion then?
Okay, I'll start off with a suggestion just to get the gears going,
okay.
And then we can
wait,
maybe,
hold
and
on.
Then we can
and then
forget,
we'll forget
about
the
it.
Suggestion.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So my suggestion is mud.
Mud, okay.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen my DVD of my favorite Matthew McConaughey movie?
Oh, yeah. Well, it said mud, so I decided to put it where it asked to be put.
Hey, guys.
Whoa.
It's your third roommate, the Mud Monster.
Ah!
Not the Mud Monster.
Have you guys seen my DVD copy of my favorite Matthew McConaughey film, The Lincoln Lawyer?
Oh, I gave that one to Lincoln's Lawyer. From history.
Smash.
Oh, he's smashing the DVD player. That's not helping anyone.
Now I'll have to take this DVD out and put speed stick on it to make it play normally. That's an actual thing that works.
You're telling
me tips.
I need to go be on the Supreme Court. I'm on the Supreme Court.
Okay.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh. That's right.
No.
Oh.
I just got some beer. You guys want
No, it's me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I got mud in my eyes. Sorry.
You should be no use to that. It's me, and I'm on the Supreme Court, but I also live with a mud monster. And
did you say Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Did you cut my DVD in half with a lightsaber?
Mike.
Mike?
Wait.
Who's Mike?
Wait,
the you're Mike.
Mike Bloomberg here.
Whoa, it's me.
Hey, guys.
Oh, what a crazy household. The Mud Monster, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Mike Bloomberg.
And the person that was speaking earlier who was wondering where their mud DVD was.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who that guy was.
He left. It's just me now, Mike Bloomberg.
Well, I will say, as roommates, I am excited.
Guys, I've been thinking a lot. The mud monster's leaving mud everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Vader, you keep slicing your way into doors.
But I'm also slicing my way through the glass ceiling.
Well done. Never been a female Jedi on the Supreme Court before. But I'm a billionaire. I'm just going to go get my own place, honestly. I'm sick of this.
Mm.
The toilet's full of mud all the time.
No, that's me. I'm
no,
sorry.
All right. It's full of your mud pies.
Why is this emphasis on the toilet?
Whose wife is stuck in the toilet? I said some awful things to her.
And
scene.
Ah, that was so organic.
Leah organic.
Leah organic. Yeah, yeah. Princess Leah organic. That's got to be a thing, like some sick thing online, right?
Yeah, I don't even want to know.
Jack's oh, I don't know what Jack's doing. So I guess that was improv.
Yeah.
So would you see us? Would we
guess that was improv?
Yeah. I would love to have you as special guests. Next
please.
Friday, the 14th, oh. Valentine's Day, UBC Improv Valentine's Day at show at 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Doors at 6:30 at the Norm Theater in the Life Building. Yeah. And you can hear amazing improv that's just happened on stage.
Yeah.
Will you do what we just did on stage?
I promise. I swear. No matter the form, no matter the suggestion, I will bring in Mud Monster.
And Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Leah Organic.
Okay.
And Mike.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think my girlfriend would be happy if we both came to the improv show and then you were like, Jack and Tristan, get on up here.
Hey, these guys got some. They're hot. They're ready to strike. So if you like that show, if you like that improv, yeah, check out the UBC Improv, and I'm sure you can look that up on Facebook.
Yes.
I think there's an event. I got invited to it. No big deal.
I specifically asked them not to.
Made it on the list.
Sorry.
So yeah, it's at the Norm Theater. You can't get crazy drunk like you used to in some of the past.
It's true.
Things, but it's still really fun.
In spite of that,
it's honestly like world class. I really think that the improv team, the teams here, are really good, especially the team that Thomas is on.
Thank you so much.
We are reaching the end of our show. We have reached the end of our show. Our fun drive spectacular. So if you liked anything like that, or if you did not like it, but you're like, there gotta be people on here that are better than that. There are. So if you donate citr.ca/donate, or you call 604-822-8648, you will get to donate to us.
Yeah, you will have the privilege of donating to the bad boys of CITR.
And just one last time, $5 gets you a zine that I made. $10 gets you a signed book from our shelves, just any book that we want to get rid of. $20 gets you a sonnet written by me in iambic pentameter with a rhyming couplet. $30, Jack will pay for a month of Crave. No HBO!
And if you want the sports, you're dreaming.
Yeah. $50, you get to be a guest on the show, and we will praise you for the full episode. $100, we'll bake you a cake, and $200, we will throw you a pizza party. We're trying to reach our goal of $200. We've already made $110, so $90, that'd be great. Yes, so please call in. Up next, I believe, is Canada Post Rock, and I'm sure he's got some great stuff planned, so stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial.
Next week, you will be here. Same time,
as always.
Same frequency, baby.
And it's a special Valentine's show. Day bow bow.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah, the moon.
Thanks, Thomas, for being on. And thank you for listening, everybody.
Bye
bye. But all that walking didn't take you far.